Father, let me in, please. The night is dark and fearful and so cold. I can feel the goose flesh rising, for I wear only this simple white shift. I know I've been gone for some time, and I've been a sinner, but I've seen the priest now, and all is forgiven. Please, let me in. It is late, and I'm so cold. Please have mercy upon me. I was once your favorite daughter, was I not? I know now that I failed you, Father, by threatening to tell. I am but a fallen girl. Only a woman because of what man took from me, but please, please, please let me in.
Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for the second chance. I will redeem myself in your eyes. I shall earn my place once again in your warm embrace. No need to be afraid. Look me in the eyes and forget your fear. Remember only your desire for me. Good. No, Father. I require no sustenance. I no longer drink tea. Tell me, is Mother well? Good. And my brother and sister? Oh, very good. I am truly glad to hear that all are in fullness of health. Perhaps I might see my younger sister? I missed her so. You know, when I lived here, we used to lie awake at night and play such games together. What manner of games? Why, I could show you, Father, if you but asked. I could go to my sister and show you now. I know it is very late, but some games are better played at night, don't you think? Perhaps you are unsure. You could be our fine chaperone to ensure that nothing untoward happens. No, Father, you needn't say anything. I know you. We know each other, as the good book tells us. You have certain desires, and they've languished unfulfilled since my departure, haven't they? Oh, I see. In my absence, Mother has been quite protective of my dear sister. Well, you can't blame her, can you? But tonight is as good a night as any to evade her watch. Just take me to her. Give her to me, and all will be well. She is even more beautiful than when I left, isn't she? Oh, how I missed you, sister. Oh, don't worry. We shan't wake her. I know a secret to keeping her asleep. Let me just lean over her and give her a gentle kiss right on her beautiful, pale neck. No, Father. She won't wake up no matter what I do with her. Blood? On my lips? Truly, Father, it is so dark you see only shadows. But look at her. She really is so pretty, laying there like that, her hair spilling over the pillow, her mouth slightly open, arm cast over her head. Her nightgown is so thin. You can see her chest so clearly as it rises and falls, Does she always sleep without her blanket? That must be so hard for you. To come and check up on her like a good father, ensuring that she is safe and warm. But to find that she's thrown back the covers, and you can see so much of her outlined. Her budding breasts, flaring hips. Why, you can even see the mound of her sex. It's as if she's teasing you, isn't it? Don't worry, Father. I remember quite well what you want to see. Let's just lift up that nightgown, slowly, so we don't disturb her, exposing her milky, white thighs. Oh? You made a noise, Father? Did you want me to stop? No? Well then, let's just keep lifting over her waist. Oh my. It's so delicate. So pure, isn't it? You can tell no man has touched it. Ruined it? Not yet. Don't worry. We'll make sure she's nicely preserved for whoever deflowers her. Just a little ways to go until her... Look at them. So lovely. Just the right size for a child bride, wouldn't you say? Nipples hard in the cold. I better warm them up. Just a little taste test. Do you hear her, Father? She likes this new game. Even if she isn't awake, the little tart. Yes, it isn't really fair to her, is it, to tease her like I am? I should make sure of my idle fingers. And you like that, my little love? See how she responds, Father? Her hips bucking up to meet my agile fingers. She wants them inside her, don't you think? It's all right, Father. Your silence is eloquent. I know what you need. No, it's no trouble. Not for you, who's been so loving and forgiving to me already. Let me just unbuckle your belt, unbutton your trousers, and there he is. He's a fine member, and standing at attention. You should stroke it, if it would make you happy. I will attend to my dear sister. Listen to that little tart whimper. All I've done is insert a single finger. And see how she writhes as I caress her and suckle her breast. She's so excited. And what is that she whispered? Why, was it Father? I believe it was. Your daughter clearly needs you, sir. She is wet, and someone must defile her. If not you, then some suitor, or worse, perhaps a random rake about town. Shouldn't it be with someone she trusts? A forthright and well-respected man such as yourself? I think so. No, I... understand your trepidation. Come here, Father. Come here and let me guide you. Do my fingers feel cold upon your cock? Don't worry. He shall find a warm place to be soon. Let me just push her legs slightly farther apart, and there. Now, push yourself into her. Don't be afraid, she wants this. Look at the flush on her cheeks and upon her breast. See how quickly she breathes, how wet she feels. It is most clear she desires you. Yes. Inside there. Feel how tightly she grasps you. Well, you've ruined her now. No man shall want her. But you will care for her, won't you? Care for her now as you did for me. Make your defilement complete. This is all simply so beautiful. You don't mind if I touch myself while I watch you work, do you, Father? Yes, that's right. Thrust in her again and again. And no, don't be gentle. Remember, we women may protest, but we prefer to be ravished. You taught me that, Father. Yes, and just like that. Don't spare her, and make sure you spill no seed outside of your dear youngest daughter. It would be a sin to waste any, after all. Yes, oh, that's right. Yes, there, right there. What was that? You're afraid to defile her? Lies. I know you lie, Father. Go ahead. I know you want to. Go ahead. Defile her. Come. Come inside, Father. Good. You despoiled her quite nicely. I saw her climax at the end. Oh, and look at your seed pour out of her as you pull yourself out. Isn't that simply beautiful? Now, awaken from your daze. Don't shake your head in disbelief. Face her. Face the kind of man that you are. No tears from you, bastard. You shed none for me. She shan't have any either. Now, come close. Let me kiss you goodbye, Father. Upon the neck as you so dearly enjoyed when I yet lived. And now you've passed from this mortal coil, none shall miss you. Time for brother, dearest. I shall return for you, sister, before I take my leave. Oh, brother, you sleep so sweetly. I'm sorry for what I must do, but I shall care for you as our parents never have. Awaken, dearest one. Yes, it is your sister, come to show you great affection. No, I'm quite healthy, as you can see from my pale skin and the flesh of my cheek. I've missed you, brother. You've grown into such a handsome young man. Are you sleeping in nothing but breeches now? How shocking. They leave very little to the imagination. No. Why would your dearest, loving sister mind seeing your fine chest? I'm very cold, however. Would you mind if I lay my head upon it? No? Thank you. Oh, you are so very warm, brother. I've desired such heat from you, especially. No, there's nothing inappropriate with your dearest sister giving her brother a kiss upon his fine chest. And if your breeches are any indication, you enjoy it. Don't worry, love. Let me help quiet the dragon that I have awoken. I'm just going to lower your breeches. There. And take of this flimsy shift as it just seems to get in the way. He's quite fine and large, isn't he? But you seem to be transfixed by the swell of my breasts and the sight of my wet cunt. Do I shock you with my vulgar speech? Well, your cock twitched as I said it, so you must find it somewhat appealing. Here's something else to shock you. Your elder sister is going to make you a man by mounting you, right? No. Oh. Yes. Oh, yes, dearest one. How I've dreamed of this. Oh, I feel so dirty. Imagining myself upon my dearest brother's cock. Being his love. And you enjoy having your fine older sister as your whore? Now that you are nicely warmed up, I am afraid we must stop. I do apologize, dear brother. You wish to spend your seed in me, and my sex dearly wishes to be filled with it. But you must wait. Don't worry. I will give you an opportunity before the night is over. And I'm sure your other sister will be eager to please you as well. Good. I'm glad you aren't upset with me. Come with me, and I will show you who shall be your next lover. Wake up, mother. Your favorite son and least favorite daughter are here to attend you. I no longer reside in the cold grave where father placed me. And both of us are clothed as Adam and Eve. Look into my eyes, mother. Are you not overly warm? Shouldn't you perhaps remove your sleeping gown? Very good. Look, brother. Look at how large and fine your mother's bust is. Her nipples are large and hardening quickly as she gazes longingly at your cock. Her wide hips frame her sex nicely, don't you think? It was formerly father's duty to lay with her, but alas, he's passed on. You are now the man of the house. Don't be ashamed, mother. Do you not want to embrace your fine son? Open your arms and part your legs that he might mount you. I shall simply observe and pleasure myself. Oh, yes. Just like that. Enter her. Can you not hear how she moans for you, the slut? Good. Good boy. Do what nature urges you to. Fuck her. Fuck her roughly. Look. Look at her, so close to coming on her son's fine shaft. Don't look away, mother. You have no shame. I know it. I can see it in your eyes. How much you are loving this. Brother, you must stop now. Stop now. No, I know, I know. Shh. I do not wish to frustrate you, but the slattern we called mother doesn't deserve your seed. Don't act so shocked, mother. You did nothing to stop father. So now you've committed the same crime of taking your own child for your sick pleasure. How does it feel to know you shall go to the same hell your mate already suffers in? Come, let me kiss you goodbye, mother. I shall suckle your breast as I did so long ago. And now she's left us forever. Oh dear. I'm so wet now, brother. So wet. And you've done such a fine job. Will you not now make me yours? I shall kneel on all fours in supplication to you. Won't you please give your poor, cold sister your warm seed, brother? Yes, you are a quick study. Oh, forcefully. Yes, just like that. Your ability to please and punish with your cock is far superior to that of our father. How I wish my virginity could have been taken by you and not he. Yes, grip my hair, a ball hard, and use me. You know what I need most. Firm discipline and ardent love. I feel you. Are you ready now? Please, please come with me and give me all of your seed. My wet cunt is so hungry for it. Yes, brother. Yes. Oh. I know you want me to come for you. I know it. I know it. I'm coming. God. Oh, how I love feeling you fill me, even as I come. You've done so well tonight, brother. But it is time to take our leave. Come, sister. Awaken. There's nothing more for you here. I shall be your shepherd as you both go through the change. Then the three of us will be a new family. We shall dwell in the night and each have as many lovers as we wish and drink our fill of blood. For such lovelies as us, the hunting will be very good in the city. There is no shortage of men or women willing to take such as us into their homes for their own devices. But we shall get the better of them, my new children. For our kind, all of London is both our larder and our brothel.